Welcome to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Kim DeRamo. Welcome to MindBody TV. I'm really excited to be here today because I'm at a very special place in Arizona, right outside of Phoenix, at a beautiful, beautiful resort called Sivana, where we have the Alive Woman Retreat. And all of the events I've had in the last couple of years have been held here. And I have arrived early to await these 10 beautiful women who are going to be joining me for this retreat. So I'm coming from here to you for this week's broadcast in MindBody TV. And today I'm going to share about the technology of your heart. And specifically from a mind-body perspective, how we connect into higher awareness. So how to follow your heart. When people talk about following your heart, it's really not just a metaphor. There is scientific understanding that we have to look at the technology of your heart, the neurons and the cellular receptors in this area, and how they receive awareness of higher guidance, higher information that can be super, super helpful to us in navigating our lives. And especially when it comes to healing, if you're dealing with a mystery illness no one understands, if you're dealing with a problem that's not getting better no matter what you do, this is the time to look at how can I tap into higher guidance. Who does know, who does have the awareness of exactly what can be done for me to be free? So I'd love to hear where you're joining from. Hello to everybody who's here live and everyone in the MindBody community and Facebook. If you are in YouTube, you're welcome to subscribe. I'm here each week live at 11 a.m. Mountain, and you will have the, if you hit the little bell, it will alert you when I come live. Hi, everyone. So where are you joining from? And for those of you listening to the recording, I'd also love to hear from you as well. We've had people from all over the world in our community each week to gather and connect, really connecting with the wisdom of the body. So hello, ooh, cool, from Africa, Switzerland, England, UK. I'm very excited to be a part of your teaching. Hello, Rumi, Annika from Sweden. Cool. All right. So Smoky, Castlegar, BC. All right, cool. And as I mentioned earlier, I am in outside of Phoenix, Arizona, and we're having the Alive Women Retreat this weekend. So I will be holding space for all of you because we are connected and we'll be stepping into some really powerful things. So I'm going to talk today about how you follow your heart. And this is for guidance in health, work, love, all of the above, to manifest and allow that to happen. So a lot of us, the way we're raised, we're really been taught to disconnect from what we feel, from what we know. And at a really young age, it's like we're told, no, everything's fine. Mommy's not upset. And so we learn to like, it must be me. I must be wrong because they're telling me everything's fine. Or just the facade we're faced with in the whole system we're a part of, where we're not really encouraged to like go within and look and ask questions and be curious. We're taught to do as I tell you and you'll get by fine. Follow the rules. And actually it ingrains us to stop looking within and to tune out. But this is exactly where we're going to go today, is back to tuning in, because your wisdom is right here and it can allow so many amazing things to happen in your life when you do tune into it. And evidence of that is that I am sitting here at this beautiful, amazing spa resort. They just reopened. They're like, you're our first guest that's been here since the reopening. Gave me a bottle of champagne, escorted me to my beautiful room. Like, I allowed this to manifest in my life, that I have this time, the freedom. I'm being supported by the universe, by my husband, by my family, my business. And I let myself receive this. But if you flash back 10 years, like that was not where I was resonating. Things were a lot more hard. I've got to work hard. I had these ideas in my head of what I should be doing, and it just shouldn't be that easy. Like, it would have felt too uncomfortable to let it be this easy and abundant. That is where this technology of your heart comes in, because we've seen medically there are sensory neurites in the tissue around your heart. So follow your heart, listen to your heart. It's not just a metaphor. We actually have receptors for this higher awareness. So when we look at this, they register not just chemical, physical information, but electromagnetic information. In this area, the sensory neurites around your heart will actually let you know on some level or another, if you're listening, what's possible for you that maybe you haven't imagined. So if you're in a job that you hate and you're feeling like, oh, I really want to get out, but I can't because I got to do this thing, that calling to something higher doesn't come from nowhere, doesn't come from your mind. Because to me, I thought like, maybe I'm just lazy and I don't want to work because this ER thing is really not working out for me. How can I push myself harder? How can I make it work? But the calling of your heart will register not a pipe dream, not a fantasy, but what is possible, what is available. It will register that in your electromagnetic field. And I've talked about this before in Mind Body TV, but your electromagnetic field has been detected up to 8 to 10 feet away from your body, but it is known to go far beyond that and have effects far beyond that, and also receptivity far beyond that. That's how, when I do my work, I can tune into someone from Tasmania. If you didn't see the story, actually, it's really, really cool. In the mind body community of this amazing, beautiful woman, Anita Griffith in Tasmania, who has healed and is in a process of healing from severe MS, I can tap into her system and know what's going on for her right now. And she's in the Be the Medicine program. So I've worked with her privately and give her some feedback and tune in. And it's like, whoa, this is exactly what I needed to hear right now. How did you know? We have the ability to tune into this awareness. We are not separate. We are connected. And so this particular part of our energy technology gives us access to that kind of awareness. So we're going to talk in this episode of Mind Body TV of how do I tap into that? How do I listen to that and do some practices for actually allowing higher manifestation in my life? So I would love to hear any questions that are coming up. Hello, Jimbo, Linda, Tisby, Amy. I know on in Mind Body Community, it just says Facebook user, so I can't actually see your name unless you let it allow it to show, but hello to everybody over there. All right, so I just want to explain a little bit medically what we've seen in the research in the last 20 or 30 years, actually 30 or 40 years now, really since the 80s, in psychoneuroimmunology, which is like the way every cell is communicating to each other subliminally, meaning you're not consciously putting out this communication, your body is carrying it on, that there is receptivity. Every cell has receptors for every emotion we could possibly be in. And these are molecules of emotion, chemicals of emotion, which we've seen there's certain distribution of chemicals that get produced in the body when we're in different emotional states. And our cells are receptive to that. That means your immune system, your digestive system, your detoxification in your body, your brain and nervous system will either function more healthfully and clearly and keep youth, vitality, vigor, or the opposite happens. And aging is accelerated, disease, inability to function in the world because you're getting all kinds of infections, inability to digest food. Like, the body can break down in 8 million ways. And then we've got all these terms and diagnoses. But the way I practice medicine, when I read the body, there's one thing. It is one thing that can keep you stuck or keep you in a pattern that feels stuck and create dis-ease physically, mentally, and emotionally. So your cells are listening to this conversation. All right. So I would love to hear. Thank you, Sylvia. She said, your work is amazing. and someone in mind-body community. I'm very intuitive, but I can't trust it. Why is that? Good, let's talk about this today. Hello, Mario from Durango, Colorado, you gorgeous thing. All right, so, and Jassy from Germany, very exciting. All right, so one way I have tuned into this, and I do have a video on my YouTube channel called Heart-Brain Coherence. There are a couple of videos on heart-brain coherence. HeartMath has a lot of research and practices around this. Super easy. Put your hand on your heart. Take a few breaths. Bring your awareness and your attention to your heart, this physical area, and just tune in. Just bring your attention there. Now, nothing else needs to happen. 5 to 10 breaths. What will come up for a lot of people is, I don't feel anything. There is nothing happening. Good, just let those thoughts go and stay here. The more you practice tuning into different areas of your body, the more your brain reorganizes itself to pick up this sensory information, to tune in to the awareness there. So give yourself 10 minutes, give yourself 10 days. It really doesn't matter because this is the most valuable skill you could possibly develop. Hands on your heart. Breathe into this area of your heart and just sense, get curious. What's happening here? What does my heart know? What's possible? The way I use this, so let's just develop that first. So breathing into the heart. Yeah, so for me, a lot of times I'll notice when I do this, my breath is up in my chest. Now I just flew in from Durango, flew into Phoenix, got in an Uber, came over here. Like, it's been an amazing day. But sometimes when we're going, the breath can come up into the chest, into the neck. We're using accessory muscles. We haven't let the system go and really been able to take a deep breath. What happens when I do that is the sympathetic nervous system, fight or flight, turns off, and the parasympathetic nervous system restoration turns on. And you'll actually feel it, that the breath will come deeper down into your belly. So your chest will relax, your shoulders will relax, and you'll feel like, oh, the breath comes all the way through. That is great. So that's the most powerful thing you can do. We're going to go forward from here, but let's just sit there for a minute. I'm going to tune into my heart. Now, just with curiosity, hi, body, how are you, right? Nothing needs to happen. You don't need to MIH and manifest and how do I get the answers? I don't hear them. I don't know. Let all of that go. Tune into your heart. Tell yourself, hi, sweetheart, here I am. How are you? Say hi to your body. Say hi to your inner self. Hey, beautiful little sweetheart, how are you? And let yourself really take a few deep breaths. Relax into it as much as you can. Tisby said, I find that when I breathe, it takes me away from my feelings and my heart. That's okay. Actually focusing on the breath will bring you into stillness and no thing, which is like nothing, the space of nothing, the space of the unknown that is beyond the feelings. So it's not so much about what am I feeling? It's about pure awareness. And if there's the expansive space of no thing, reside there, because that's where all things are possible. Infinite possibilities come from the space of no thing, of the unknown, of the stillness. So just breathe right into that. If you breathe and you're aware of, oh, I have this pain, or, oh, wow, I'm really scared, or, oh, this feels so heavy, whatever, great, aware, breathing in. Breathing out. Even if you're aware of, oh, but my breath is stuck. I'm not breathing into my belly. I'm just breathing in my chest. Good. Huh. I'm aware. Breathe in. Breathe out. Hello, Jen from Mass. All right. And Holly, good morning. Lots of love from British Columbia. All right. So let's go further. So we're tuning in. A lot of people understand about affirmations, but what they don't understand is how to get the mind-body system open to receive affirmations. And this is a big key how. Tuning in, bringing your awareness to this area around the heart, enhances the information coming in from those sensory neurites around the heart. that register higher awareness. And the higher awareness they register is not, what should I eat? Who should I marry? Should I leave my job? Because that's all judgment and conclusion. Should. The awareness that they register is, what else is possible here? What will contribute the most to myself, my life, my family? What food will really nurture me today? And the key thing that's so amazing is you don't have to be in the answer. The frequency of the question is a match for the frequency of the answer. So if all you do is get into the energy of the question, and you're going to do this now, feel into your heart, and I'd love to know how this feels for you. And those of you listening to the recording, what will create the most in my life today? What could I do? What's possible that I haven't even thought of that could create amazing things for me today? Just be in the energy of the question. So you're putting your awareness in your heart, you're breathing, and you're inviting this in. It's like turning the dial on the station and adjusting to the frequency of that. Not the answer, but the question. And the answer is the same frequency as the question. So sometimes when I ask the question, like, is this really true for me? When someone's telling me, like, oh, you can't do this, you can't have that, that's not possible, that won't work, and it feels so heavy, I'll say, wait a minute, is that true for me? And I'll immediately feel light. So that lightness is what you're tuning into. So what happened? And we do see brain changes happen. So if you're like, I'm not getting any awareness, practice this because it changes your brain. Your brain is neuroplastic. The brain is so morphable that we're discovering all kinds of things we thought about the brain are not even true in the way the brain functions. So you can develop the ability to tune into this awareness with practice. So what will create the most? What will nurture me the most? Is this true for me? Or what else is possible here? Depending on what circumstance you're in. So if I'm making a choice or decision about something, I'll just tune in right here. What will create the most? And I'll just tune into the frequency of ease and lightness. Even if I don't feel great, even if I feel tension, I'll just, what if I could just let this go? What if something higher is possible here? And I'll let something else in. The reason this is so powerful is we've seen that these sensory neurons light up. They become more active. Our brain changes and becomes more receptive to this awareness. And so fascinatingly, our body chemistry changes in a way that reverses disease and promotes health, healing of major, even the most severe illnesses. And I'm going to say it even though I'm a doctor, because I don't think a lot of doctors are acknowledging this. I've heard a lot of my doctor colleagues and friends say, like, oh, well, that's really good, but when it's really severe, we got to go this other way. And I'm like, you know what? Do the reading, look at the research, look at what's possible. I actually have an amazing guest on next week, Dr. Clint Rogers, who's going to talk about some really profound healing he has witnessed. If you look at that, you can't not know that anymore. You can't go back to, you know, it's not possible, or you have a disease and therefore, and you can't go back to the idea that medication is the only solution when you've seen so much that you just know that's not true anymore. So I will say out loud in public, even for the most very severe illnesses we've seen, this is a powerful way to assist in unthinkable healing. All right, so let's look. Is it wrong to ask about medication? Does that form part of creating judgment? Nope, not at all. Receive, receive, receive. I'm going to receive maybe this medication. I'm going to receive maybe it's a homeopathic. I'm going to receive maybe my body just spontaneously heals, and that's okay too. Let's look, because when you're in judgment, one is bad and one is wrong and one is right and one is better and all the stuff that we make it mean, like, I'm not doing a good job healing myself. Let all of that go, because it's all BS, belief systems. What if you could receive medication just as fluidly as you receive, you know, homeopathic or energy work or Reiki or fill in the blank? What if you could receive it all like a buffet and really look, because if you're in judgment, you can't see this. You can't know the truth. But if you're in neutrality, like all possibilities, and let's tune into what's the one that's the best fit for me now, then I can know. And this is one of the main reasons people will say, I just don't know. I just don't know. Well, where are you in judgment? So if you let go of all your judgment, because what if medication is the answer, but your judgment's having you not know what you know and think, oh, I'm just not tuning into my awareness at all, because you have a preconceived idea of what it's supposed to tell you. So yes, receive all of it. Linda, I feel sad and upset. Good. So what would it take for me to embrace this instead of rejecting it or trying to make it better? And then five breaths there. And then someone asks, like, how do I trust it? I don't know if I can trust it. The more we become willing to play with this and choose, the more we're willing to trust it. Because first of all, what happens is, well, I followed my heart's wisdom, but it didn't work, or it didn't go the way I thought it was supposed to go. Well, if you let go of what you think is supposed to happen, because for so many people I've worked with, as soon as they choose joy, abundance, health, freedom, guess what falls away? All the stuff that was keeping that from happening. But a lot of that stuff, the mind thinks we need. The mind thinks, but how could I have abundance if I just got fired from my job, or if my job just disappeared? This isn't working. This is wrong. I must have made a mistake. So if you're willing to not make yourself wrong under any circumstances, you're going to have a much easier time with this. So not making yourself wrong, not making what happens wrong, not making what you feel wrong. It is insane how much resistance we can have, what we think needs to happen and how we think we want to feel. But a lot of the energy is coming up. Like Linda's saying, I feel sadness. Sorry about that. I just buzzed myself out for a second. A lot of the stuff that's coming up is energy clearing. So Linda said, I'm crying after the five breaths. I've been working through some things yesterday and feel sad today. Good. So let it come up. I always tell my daughter, better out than in. Do not go back to suppressing it. One of the first things that happens, whether it's EFT or just heart coherence, that which has been suppressed is going to come up, but it's good, because better out than in. So don't judge it. Don't make it wrong. It's usually very transient. But if you have a lot of expectations and resistance, it might stick around a little bit longer. So welcome, welcome to all parts of me that are arising and moving through. I'm just going to answer a few more questions. Ashley said, all right, I brought my glasses today. I had to do it. Shaquille, I don't know how to manifest. So the crazy fascinating thing is, just by tuning into the frequency of this space, your electromagnetics shift, your chemistry, cellular chemistry shifts, what your body is actually doing and how it's functioning completely changes. This can happen instantly, but it can take a minute to process physically. And the fascinating thing about that is, your body is a manifesting machine. You are constantly emitting an electromagnetic frequency that affects not only your cells, but everything around you. So that part happens for you, being willing to be with what is and love what arises, is the part that you're in charge of. So you either resist what is and decide this is wrong and bad, or you allow what is and just get curious about, how might this actually be part of the process of me moving into greater abundance? So this is like a really fun tool with how to use this, and you will begin to trust this as you play with it. But a lot of times we don't want to play with it. We make it so important. I might make a mistake. I've got to get it right. And it builds up a lot of tension. So lighten up. Start with things that you're already a little light about, like, how could I create a lot of joy and fun in my day today? Or how could I be a little more at ease with myself so I'm in more fluidity? Ashley said, I've actually found that my body doesn't respond to supplements or medications I take, even though I'm pretty open to taking supplements. I feel let down when they don't seem to have an impact. All right, this is really interesting, Ashley, because I've had the same thing where the frequency I'm residing is higher than the frequency where those things are beneficial. So be willing to let go of all the things that are not really resonating for you and look for other types of resources that can feed and nurture you now. Sylvia said, I'm able to heal most of the disease only when connecting with my body and knowing that everything is possible without any medicine or diet protocols when I stopped trying to fix it. I would love to hear more about that in the mind-body community. If you want to share a little bit, like what were you dealing with? What did you do? And what results happened? Because manifestation, you know, we're always like, show me the money, right? Well, how did it work? Yeah, it's one thing you felt lighter and you felt more free, but how did it actually show up in your manifestation? That actually doesn't help us to look at it that way, but it can be really helpful when we see that it's possible and someone else has had a really profound manifestation after dealing with maybe a struggle that we've dealt with as well, like feeling like it's never going to change. And through surrender and allow, we see massive change. Manifestation happens through you, not from you. So if you're focusing on the outer and I've got to make this thing different and you're constantly looking at it, that's all the ways you're taking your attention off this space here in your heart. So really powerful that we have so much science to kind of validate this idea of follow your heart, tune in, drop in. What does your heart tell you? It's not a metaphor. It's actually mind-body science. And for us who are here today with Mind-Body TV, we can begin to integrate this and to apply it in our every moment. Then we begin to trust it more, to see evidence of it more, and to be more and more connected with it. So let those brain changes happen because you will become more adept at operating this way. So practice. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear any further questions or insights in the mind-body community. I am at drkimd.com. We did open up the Awakened Practitioner Collaborative. If people who are bringing this insight into a practice, a healing practice, or into your practice with work, or into a contribution for the world, and you're looking for how can I be resourced in connecting with my wisdom and intuition? How can I be strengthened in aligning with my own truth so I live it and create abundance in my life? And collaborating with a group of other awakened practitioners who are doing similar things. So that is at drkimd.com/collaborative. And I would be happy to have you join me. There's more information on that page of what our collaborative is, how that resources you as an individual or a practitioner. And you can reach out to me if there are questions on that. Someone in Facebook said, I had surgery last year for stage 1 colon cancer, and it was a major wake-up call for me. I realized I needed to stop worrying about what comes next and just embrace where I was. I started saying yes to everything. If you ever see the movie Yes Man, that kind of speaks to this same principle in a way. This person says, I had a wonderful summer last year and a fall and felt like I was on the right path. I decided to stop photographing weddings, something I'd done for 18 years, and it was time for something new and more inspired. My husband and I booked a trip to Peru. Oh, it continues, but I don't think I'm seeing any more of that. That is amazing. So thank you for sharing that, because a lot of times we don't see how much resistance we're in, and it literally shuts down the technology of the body, the technology of the heart. It's not that you're not registering this higher awareness, like, is this the fit for me? Will this create prosperity in my life? Could be a medication. It could be a movie. It could be who knows what. Get out of judgment and just ask. No threat here. Get curious and look. You don't need to have these protections up of, no, I'm not going to do this. Oh, the doctor told me this, but I'm not going to believe it. If you connect with yourself, it's only when you abandon yourself that all those things feel like a threat. Because when you abandon what you know, and you're like, I don't know, you got to ask everyone else, get their point of view, get their perspective. And it's like you're a sponge to take all this stuff on and try it. Who knows if any of it even applies to you. But if you connect here, right in this space of your heart, you can know. And you can know in a way no one in the world knows. There isn't anyone out there who can tell you the answer, but you can access the answer. So beautiful. Catherine said, what if you have an injured nervous system from prescription medication that's affecting every function? Well, your body can clear that. It's unbalancing everything. It's hard to accept. It's like nothing will work to fix it. Sorry if this is off topic. This is right on, because what you're trying to fix, and you can feel the fear and resistance in it all. And you gotta, that's why people talk about like forgiveness work, but it's really completion of an understanding, like a misunderstanding in yourself. This was wrong. This was bad. So this was an insult. This was an injury. This prescription medication, it injured me. So I want you to feel the frequency of that. And all I'm going to say is heavier light. Oh, I've been injured. My nervous system is injured. So you can feel like how intangible that is. Like, how am I going to repair my nervous system? How am I going to fix this after an injury, right? It's a little of that victim energy of this thing was done to me and there's, I don't know what to do about it. So all you got to do, don't make it wrong. Take five breaths right into the space of your heart. Acknowledge it. Whoa, what the heck do I do with this? Feeling bewildered, feeling powerless, feeling maybe angry and frustrated because this thing happened. And you're right on topic, Catherine, because so many people in this group have had this same energy. Okay, so now I've had this effect, right? Cause, effect. And there's victim, perpetrator, because someone did this thing to me. Some clueless person thought this would be good for you, gave me this substance that wasn't the best thing for me at the time. Didn't create what I wanted. Let's say it that way. Didn't create what I wanted. But how can you allow a resolution of this? Because your body can heal itself, period, the end. And remember, like, all right, if my body can heal itself, what would it take to have that be possible? That's exactly what I started asking when I was diagnosed with a severe autoimmune disease and told you're going to be on medications for the rest of your life. You'll never do your running again. Your whole lifestyle will change. And it felt heavy. Like, oh, that can't be true for me. So I just asked, what if this isn't true for me? What if there's something else possible? So do the same thing, because the solution exists in a higher consciousness. So come into the higher consciousness. That's why I ask the question. Feel and breathe into your heart. That brings you into a higher consciousness. The mind is all about programs, judgments, assumptions. But the heart has something higher. So come into this space first, breathe and relax, and then you can ask, what else is possible here? What would it take for me to release this idea and receive something beyond what I've imagined? Thank you for asking that question. So I hope this has been helpful. I love you guys. Let me just look at the next few questions that came up. I know I won't answer everything. Jessica, thanks for putting the link in the Facebook group. I'm going to put it in here also so people on YouTube have it as well. drkimd.com/collaborative. In case people are interested in that and you want more information, join the Awakened Practitioner Collaborative I mentioned. Cindy said, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom on Wednesday mornings. Love you. You've made such an impact in my life. Thank you, love. Jassy said, I had a bad anxiety. The last few days, but I put my attention on my heart and realized that my heart was racing to get my attention. The tension is much better now. That is awesome. Beautiful use of the work. It can take a lot of courage to be willing to move into the anxiety instead of all the tactics we do to avoid it. So courage is a big part of this. Compassion for what arises when we tune in. Well done. Oh, okay, here's the rest. This is from the other person who went and booked a trip to Peru, I think it was. It's Christine. We were supposed to leave in early March, then COVID hit. I felt like my life had to come to a screeching halt. I saw the video of George Floyd and it really hit me hard. I'm a super empathic person and everything that's going on right now, all the conflict, chaos, division, and fear, it sent me reeling. Sorry about that. And I worried I might get sick again. I just don't know how to make sense of tuning in to myself and releasing negativity. Well, no. For everyone here, when you tune in here and let everything else go, it strengthens you. It brings you greater clarity of what can make a difference in your life and in the world. It brings you deep compassion. So right now we're seeing a lot of ways that judgment is meeting judgment. Anger is meeting anger. Fear is meeting fear. And people are advocating for these things against another thing instead of for the expansion of peace. We can't advocate for peace if we're not embodying peace. Not a possibility. We can't, because we have to show up as the electromagnetic embodiment of what we're asking others to receive from us. And so that's a lot of why there's so much, you know, tension happening and polarization. And it's only going to be through avidly looking for where can we find a common ground that will allow an opening to happen, and releasing the idea that the only way to survive is through embracing more fear. Like, only by embodying fear will I get what I need. Only by embodying fear will I be fully protected. And I've got to make sure that not only am I abiding by fear, but that everybody's abiding by fear, because I'm not safe if they're too free. We've got to make sure we're all in fear. That's the big lie. And we see it in the technology of the body, that actually when the body comes into harmony, love, we heal. When the body comes into harmony and love, we instantly can find solutions to some of the greatest problems we've had. I'm not saying it's always so easy to come into all the harmony. We're in the midst of chaos, but practice, because 2% more makes all the difference. 2% shift, 2% less fear, or just, I'd say, embrace it 2%. I'm willing to embrace this instead of reacting and running against it. Christine said, do you have any plans to change the format with the changes that will be happening in Facebook October 1st? Some are moving to different platforms. I will make sure that we let everybody know exactly what we're doing before we make any changes. So far, we've been 11 a.m. Mountain every week on YouTube and in the Mind Body community and Facebook. If there are changes we need to make, I'll make sure people can still connect with me and with this community. I love you guys. I am so grateful. Hafsa said, I automatically go into a high frequency listening to you. That's because it's registering in your sensory neurons what you have access to. You're accessing your own divinity, your own space of light. This is who you are. So much love to everyone. I'm sending blessings for the weekend, as we will be here in our Alive Woman retreat in Arizona. And I know everyone here is really excited to connect with the collective, because we're not alone. And anything that we feel, we can embrace in compassion and let it shift for everyone. Love you. Bye.
You've been listening to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.